Hill family. Today is January 26, 2020. Tuesday. I guess it's good to be back. I know I haven't done one of these in a while. I guess what would you call these? There's a new service, and I wish I could remember it right now, but it's an audio platform, and they added this podcast on there and wanted me to claim ownership in case I wanted to adjust anything on it, as it was listed by default. Anyways, probably information you guys don't want to hear and aren't interested about. If anyone's still listening, honestly, as far as podcasts, I totally, stopped doing these completely, just pushed out of the rotation, and, I kind of talked about it in previous episodes, where when you have a full-time job, you only have so much limited time on your free time for creative endeavors, and I think it's just impossible for me, I don't know about other people, to keep up with a schedule, let alone a schedule for YouTube and for podcasts. So, I don't know, I try to work it in as much, but, as much... even if I had time, there's that motivational factor. And, to be quite honest, I'm not happy. I'm not happy with a lot of things in life. And for one being my full-time job. And it's not necessarily that I don't like it. I love my job. I love what I do. I don't like the team that I'm on. I don't think that we make a cohesive team unit for the job that needs to be done. Very, very nice people, very likable people, not the right field. you can't really be a baby boomer and be learning your job in your 60s, in IT. If you're in your teens, if you're in your 20s, 30s, 40s, 50s, even 50s, I would say 40s max, and even then, the only people in IT that are in their 40s that have succeeded either have their degrees or have been doing it for many years. I don't see anyone, going into IT in their 40s and really making it. But, I haven't, to be honest, the pool size of individuals that that meet that criteria that I was just talking about is probably very slim to none. So I haven't been in a situation where many 40 plus year olds were starting a new field, but in the few situations that I have ran across, they weren't really very good. Technology, IT, it's just it's one of those things that you kind of have to learn, by just being involved, being part of your daily life and routine. It's not just something you can learn, especially if you're from an older generation that's not technically inept. I don't know if that's the right word, but if you're technically challenged or not used to the technology, right? Whereas, the new generation, in Generation X, when you grow up with certain technology, it just becomes second nature, I don't know, it's kind of crazy. I know some stuff might even be passed on by DNAs, but you have these moms that are on their phones, on Snapchat, on Facebook all day. They have these kids who almost, as if it were instinctually, they can start tapping away at a phone and start using it with ease as if they've always been able to, you know. So it's kind of crazy. I don't know if that's like something that's passed down to from mom to child, you know, if because I know from a technical perspective that there is a lot that gets programmed to be ease of use, you know, especially if you're a child. You know, a lot of apps are designed to be used intuitively by human nature for child. You know, that way they can get more ads and stuff clicked on and whatnot and so forth. But anyways, what am I talking about? What am I rambling about? Yeah, I don't know. I need to run some errands here. I'm on my lunch break. The one lunch I get. This is going to be an awful week. I had to take some time off because I was just exhausted. Everyone takes their vacation, you know, and they just don't care. I just came to realize that people don't care. They're just there to get a paycheck, and if no one's ever going to fire them, they're never going to quit. They're never going to retire, you know, and it's just so exhausting, you know, and at this point, it's my fault for staying, right? Because they made it clear that they're not going to change. And, you know, I've made it clear that I'm not in a position to be happy, and I'm not in a position to grow, because the position I'm in is constantly having to do the same shit over and over again that I already knew before being hired on. Like, I wasn't hired on for, you know, well, I don't know. I don't know why I was going to go there, but, you know, I was hired for my experience, so I go in, and I have the experience, but at the same time, it's not my fault that I'm young, and I see this with a lot of other companies that my friends are in, especially in IT. When you join a company as a young IT person, there's a lot of investment that's going into you as a young IT person, because the company knows that, you know, IT is the future, and they want it to their benefit that you stay with them for as long as possible. And, you know, if that means that they're going to pay for certifications, they're going to pay for your schooling, whatever that means, you know, they're going to make that happen. IT people are free agents in a way when it comes to, well, I guess any profession, right? But there's a limited supply, right? So you have all these companies fighting for the limited amount of IT folk, and there's a broad spectrum of IT, and you have all these IT people that are in different fields that maybe they don't want to be in, or they don't want to be in, but maybe that field pays them more, or maybe that's just the field that the company requires it. So you kind of have to be you have to be well certified in a lot of different aspects, so you can always have a job, you know, and you will find that once you get into these positions, the title is just interchangeable, you know. They'll just have you do whatever they need at the time, if you know how to do it, even if your job description doesn't say, you know, that's what they're going to have you do. And that's just based on my limited experience. Like I said, I'm not the go-to be-all for IT, but yeah, I was just thinking, today he's just been awful, man. I just, I had, requested 2 days off. I wish I would have just gotten the whole day off, but I work on a team where, even though everybody that's been there for years seems to be able to manage multiple week-long vacations, I just can't manage to do that. And it's not because they won't let me or whatever. I'm sure if I asked and accumulate enough hours that they would let me. But, you know, no one's going to go in and do my work for me. You know, it's they're not a team. You know, whereas people take days off no one's, you know, the work still needs to be done. No one's going to do it, you know, and if people call off and I'm on shift, then I'm just going to have to do it, you know, that's just part of my job. So you kind of expect that, you expect it to go both ways, but, you know, I've been here 3-4 years now, whatever it's been, it's not going to happen. I've learned by now, you know, in these 4 years, anything that's assigned to me, it's going to ultimately have to be resolved by me. And these last two people that he's, my manager has hired, for lack of a better word, they're just, not what I was expecting, I guess. And, you know, it's been probably 2 years that we've been super understaffed, just based on not growing our headcount and the amount of work trickling in increasing. So we've probably been understaffed for 2 years, and it's just been promised to me that we're gonna get more people. You know, it even got to a point where we lost a person before even being hired, so to a point where we were down to people, right? And then we hired a guy to backfill, right? And then we still had that open position, fill that position. Then we got a brand new position, fill that one, you know? And so far, I haven't noticed much of a difference. You know, my work-life balance is still hectic. The amount of work statistically that's been assigned to me has not only stayed the same, but it probably increased. My stress has increased. My hair has decreased. And I don't know if it's due to the stress or just because I'm aging, but either way, it's taken a toll on my my self-esteem and my confidence. But anyways, I'm just ranting now. Not even going anywhere with this, but I'm gonna take a little break here while I go inside and have some motivational Red Bulls for later this evening. And I'll be right back with you. I might need to grab some gas. Alright, I'm back. Had to get some gas, whatnot, you know. Kind of funny, when I went in there's a guy, and he was paying, and, you know, got his stuff, whatever he was grabbing, and you know, apparently he got a bunch of shit, and he went through the checkout, you know, and the manager, supervisor, shift lead, whatever you want to call her, I guess she was just busy, she wasn't paying attention, you know, but she was seemed so friendly, like she was going through all the motions, but obviously her mind was in another place, you know, and she was running around doing a million things. It was kind of funny, but then he's like, something about, like, one of the processes, and she's like, well, yeah, we're supposed to be getting a new person or something like that, and she's like, yeah, I'm the new person, like, I'm the guy that you hired on or whatever, like, along those lines, and she's like, oh, I'm so busy that I didn't even realize what's going on. And, you know, but anyway, so then they started, like, just talking over, and it was just so contradictory, because he was, like, I guess he works, like, the graveyard shift, and he was just saying how slow it was, and how, like, dead and whatnot, and how people would only come in for cigarettes, if anything. But then immediately she was, like, well, she was like, oh, yeah, we're actually never dead. We're always busy in this. I guess she was trying to be, like, she's trying to be a goody-good-two-shoes for the other employee, or she was leading by example, whatever you want to call it. And she... Anyways, so, for one reason or the other, she didn't want to, say that they were dead or whatever, so he was just like And for some reason, he disagreed. He was like, oh, yeah, yeah, you're right. Yeah. He didn't retort her anything like, yeah, no, it's pretty fucking busy. I work here from this time to this time, and yeah, it's fucking dead. Like, but whatever. So we started having some awkward conversation where, you know, he was coming into his job while he was on shift and running into, like, his manager or whatever, and she didn't recognize him. And her not wanting to talk to him because he's just another annoying customer to her. And she just wants to get on with what she was finishing. You know, so, I don't even know why I brought that up, but just stuff, stories that happen in life that just happen and just die, you know, like that moment in history would just like disappear if not documented by my stupid podcast. But yeah, made me dread, like, just thinking about working here, like at a gas station, at one of the 1,000 gas stations around here. Where you see people in and out, running in and out, dealing with people constantly, dealing with, transactions less than $20, and I just don't want to deal with people and don't want to publish that much anymore. If I can help it, as far as a career goes, you know, I'm more than willing to help people. And an appointment basis, you know, I just know who I have to deal with. I don't like that randomness of retail and the openness to the publicness where, you know, any sick person can waddle in and any depraved criminal can run in and take your life. I had just finished this talking to you guys about my woes at my last job and IT in general, and then I go in and start listening to them, you know, just conversating about their job, and it just made me feel even more miserable. So yeah, just be thankful for the little things in life, I guess, because I remember those days where I was working retail, where I was working all these dead-end jobs. And I couldn't see the light at the end of the tunnel, you know, and luckily I trusted myself, I bet myself, and I got myself in the position I am today, that many people would probably like to be in, you know, and I did it despite all the handicaps, that all the cards that were dealt to me, you know, as a first generation illegal immigrant. And what one has to deal with growing up here in America, which with such a status. So, yeah, I don't know. Sorry about going into that story. If any of you guys work at a gas station, no means to offend, but those kinds of jobs. Even though I've worked in those positions before, I've always knew that it's not something I've wanted to dedicate my life to. It's not something for me. It's something that I always strive to get out of. And luckily, I'm at a point where I don't have to really deal with it. And unless I need services or goods, you know, I go in as a customer. And that's another thing that, you know, a good job affords you, because then you can actually go out and spend money. You know, it's just so crazy to me how many years me and my family and a lot of friends and people I know have gone through just because they hold that thought. Drive through Arby's. Holy shit, that kid was an asshole. Here at Arby's, where they got the meats. So I stopped recording my stupid little fast food orders. Seems like the only time I ever do a podcast anymore is while I'm on a lunch outing, you know, because you know, it kind of sounds good that you would, if you're working from home, you'd be able to cook from home and whatnot, but I just, maybe other people's jobs, I just can't find a job, the time with this job, like, constantly, I'm just working nonstop, like, from, you know, I get my breaks in between, don't get me wrong, but it's just a constant headache, you know, it's not fun. It's not the funnest thing to deal with. I don't know. Sometimes I just feel like a little biatch for complaining so much. But yeah, I don't know if these guys are a little busy or whatnot. But you know, it's my fault for having to depend on fast food places with. For the most part, teenagers, you know, if you can find these little pockets of great restaurants that have had, you know, the top quality employees for 15 plus years. You have these little Mexican ladies who worked here for decades, right? Just at one location, one, you know, and there's a lot of, you know, fast food places that people don't know about, you know. McDonald's is probably the biggest one because at some point they hired anyone, you know, anyone, if you're an immigrant, you could find your way in. And then at some point they stopped, you know, they started being more, they started using E-Verify, I believe. And ever since then, you know, if you're an immigrant and you were working with them before, you kind of got grandfathered into the company. But other than that, there's a lot of people that were let go and, you know, you don't get that anymore, you know, so, but there's still a lot of other fast food joints that operate in the, 1990s way. Holy crap. There's like a bag of, food on the ground. I don't know if someone got angry and threw it or if the employee dropped it by mistake. But I think in this case, I'm just gonna have to keep the microphone rolling, making my food, just in case anything weird happens. Maybe I'll have the opportunity to catch it on microphone. But yeah, I don't know. The funny thing is that this podcast has gone on for 23 minutes now, and I haven't even talked about what I figured I would talk about when I decided to start this today's episode. But yeah, let me grab my wallet. I'm gonna have to pay here. Arby's, please. Awesome. Have a good day. Yeah, it seems like they're understaffed, but she was super nice. I don't know why that kid that was taking the orders was in such a bad mood, but it looks like it's just three of them, so it's probably someone called out sick, and you know, the rest of them are having a bad day. But anyways, I need to wrap this up. My lunch is coming to an end here, and I would like to enjoy part of it, not having to use my brain for anything, but I guess I'll just wrap this up. I guess this too shall pass. What, you know, it's just, I don't know, it got a little frustrating just because it was my first day back from, so I asked for 2 days off, and then the Monday when I was supposed to return to work, I just wasn't feeling it. I wasn't feeling good. You know, I super needed those extra 2 days, and I just knew, you know, I needed more, and I needed more than that, you know. But here I am back today, and lo and behold, everything that was on my plate when I left is still there for waiting for me. So rest assured, it's going to get done eventually, you know, and I'm just going to have to stop saying no, and I've already had to say no today, and I'm not going to be overworking myself to death for these unappreciative cucks who I don't like. I'm just going to say that, you know, I don't see them as trustworthy individuals. You know, they don't, not all of them, you know, but they just say things that catch me the wrong way. You know, they have, personality traits that I despise, you know, and I'm one of those people that if we just don't, I don't like you, I don't like you, you know, and that's hard, you know, because I, for the most part, I like everyone, you know. If you're nice and you talk to me, you know, that's, sometimes that's all it takes, you know. Whether you like me, on the other hand, it's a different question, because I know I have a rough personality, and I know a lot of people don't necessarily like me, you know, and regardless of what I do, you know, and I can't help that, but, you know, let me wrap this up. The Jazz are, on an 8-game win streak? That's what I want to talk about. They are playing the Knicks tonight. The last time they lost before they went on this win streak was against the Knicks. How embarrassing. How embarrassing was it that they lost to the Knicks the last time? You know, that probably embarrassed them so much that it put them on this path to win so many games in a row. So, will their streak continue tonight? Will they be able to surpass the New York Knicks with the... Because I believe they only played them four times, you know, two times, right? Since it's an Eastern Conference team. I believe they only play once at home, once away. So they might be able to seal the series, the New York Knicks, who are a young team, who have a lot of good young pieces, but are not a great team. You know, and honestly, I didn't even know that the Jet, like, I knew that they were on a win streak, I knew they were doing good, but I just haven't cared since they lost to the Knicks, and part of that was because I had some personal stuff I needed to take care of, and just wasn't able to indulge myself in the whole sports universe, you know, so I could just hear say highlights and what I watch from other YouTubers. But I know that they're off to a good start, or, you know, since that Knicks defeat, they've been doing pretty well. And, you know, let's keep that going. They have a lot of great players, they have a great bench, they have a lot of great depth. That's the most important thing, you know, because they might not have the elite superstar tandems or duos, trios that you have all over the West, but they have 12 pretty decent mediocre people, you know. They have a lot of borderline stars, you know, borderline six, you know, a lot of great players in other teams. You know, the thing is with the Jazz is that we just have to go out and get undervalued players, you know, to build with our small market franchise, and that's what we've been able to do, you know. But who knows, 8 games, will it continue, will it end? I guess we'll see. Thanks for listening, and I appreciate it. Bye.